The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much for the dog days of summer. All I know is it would be really good to be an NBA free agent right now. Getting all kinds of cash thrown your way. And most of it, in all honesty, not deserving at all. It's like they're just throwing money at guys. I think it was over $1 billion on the first day. That's pretty crazy news, man. So much for the dog days of summer. Obviously, baseball in full throttle. Just about the time for the All-Star break. Wimbledon. Gotta love what's going on at Wimbledon. Some crazy stuff has happened at Wimbledon. First of all, no Rafi Nadal playing at all. That's kind of crazy. And then Novak Djokovic goes down to Sam Querrey. Whoever would have thunk that? Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing better than Novak Djokovic, who Brexited quite early from Wimbledon this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, all I can think of is fatigue to a certain degree. The guy's played a lot of tennis over the past few years. We all know that. Sam Querrey has some game, was playing out of his mind that day, to be honest with you. But truth be told, Djokovic is a hell of a champion, and every now and then there's kinks in the armor, but we're just getting started. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Tons to talk about in the sports world, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA radio network. Breakfast at Wimbledon right now, watching this. John Isner just lost in another fifth set marathon. Not quite like the 72-70 marathon that he had a few years back. But he goes down to a Frenchman, Willie Joffre Tsonga. And I'll tell you what. Pretty solid player when he's playing his best, to be honest with you. Going to be an interesting second week at Wimbledon. I know you're not necessarily huge into this stuff, but Djokovic going down, that's newsworthy. Obviously, all these guys getting paid in the NBA, and as you let me know during the break, I forgot about Andrew Luck. Everybody getting paid, to be honest with you, Jeff. It's crazy.
Hockey players, basketball players, franchise quarterbacks, and this kind of sets the baseline for Von Miller to maybe work something out with the Denver Broncos. I think that you can make the argument that a guy, you know, that an outside linebacker that scares the hell out of Cam Newton, at least he did on one Sunday in February, is worth the kind of money that you give your franchise quarterbacks, because he really makes that defense tick and everything around him gets better because he's there.
Let me ask you something. With all these contracts and these guys getting paid these ridiculous amounts of money, and I don't care what sport it is, a lot of them, I don't know how you justify it, I guess, is where I'm coming from here. And I know it's what the market will bear. I get it. I understand all that.
Well, there's a lot more to, you know, there's something to that beyond what meets the eye. I think that when, you know, yeah, you're worth what the market will bear, but if you could set the market high, you can close teams like Cleveland out of getting some of these guys that they might have gotten for $6 or $7 million a year on the mid-level or with a traded player exemption, and suddenly they can't afford these guys because the market says they're worth more than
right.
What the cap, you know, and you really have to sell that how much is a ring worth to you in free agency rather than being able to just kind of slide veterans in at the minimums and use the mid-level, use the TPE, and it prevents, you know, the contenders from doing that. So those teams that are maxed out on the salary cap, they just don't get any breathing room because we've taken role players and given them, you know, integral contributor money.
I just look, man, mind boggling, I guess, is the word I would use or phrase I would say right now. Because
which one sticks out the most to you right now? Is it Mozgov?
That's one of them. I mean, look, I was going to look at some of these signings right now as we're talking about it, and just kind of give myself another look at what I'm seeing. Conley making all that money.
What about Dellavedova?
I think that's a great deal. I knew he was going to Milwaukee. I think I told you that.
I've told everybody that will listen to me that we called that 6 weeks ago here on this program. You called it. I just kind of concurred with it.
Yeah.
I thought that it seemed like a good fit. And, you know, Milwaukee's got themselves a backup point guard.
Look, the bottom line is, well, actually, I think they got themselves probably a better than that if you really think about it. We all know the Greek Freak will probably do the majority of the ball handling, but now you've got Dellavedova who can dribble the ball, obviously, and he can knock down some big shots. They also pick up Telly. So they did the Telly and Delly swap in Milwaukee. And I'll tell you what, I like both of those moves for the future of the Milwaukee Bucks, to be honest with you.
To you, who's won free agency for so far? Because I think that the Atlanta Hawks have most definitely lost. And if they don't bring Millsap back, that Dwight Howard thing is going to be ditto what happened in Houston. It's just not going to work out.
You know what? I don't know how you – the only way you can justify paying Dwight Howard that money is you think about the potential and what he has maybe inside of him. But he has not earned that money in the past few years. And the only thing about this, he's going home. He didn't want to go home, but all of a sudden – you know, you throw $70 million his way and going home sounds a lot better. So I don't know. I see a lot of these as just being moves just to make moves for guys, if that makes sense. And that kind of leads me to my point. Kevin Durant, I think after further review and I think after all the discussions we've had, I think that guy's a class act. And I think he's having a real struggle with leaving Oklahoma City. And I think we're going to find out later today or tomorrow maybe that he decides to stay home in Oklahoma City.
I think that's the most likely outcome. But this isn't LeBron in 2010 looking at a roster that without him features a guy like Mo Williams. I mean, Russ Westbrook in his own right, you got a decent backcourt there with Oladipo. Looks like the Clippers have dropped out of the running by inking Austin Rivers, so they're not going to be in the running. So looking like it comes down to, and I don't want to underrate, you know, those Texas teams, namely the San Antonio Spurs, as disqualified from here. But, you know, you look at that situation in Boston, you got Isaiah Thomas, you got Al Horford. You got a coach in Brad Stevens that is maybe comparable to what you have with Billy Donovan with a little bit more NBA experience now in, you know, in Brad Stevens in Boston. So I think that, you know, you look at the defending Western Conference champions, you look at the incumbent Oklahoma City Thunder, and you look at the Boston Celtics, and I don't think this thing is as much of a slam dunk that he returns to the Thunder as I might have thought a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just think that when push comes to shove, Kevin Durant is a quality guy, and I'm not trying to knock on LeBron. I'll be honest, man. I said that a while ago when he left Cleveland, I felt like he had to leave Cleveland. They didn't really give him a choice, and he left to go win some titles. And look, more power to him, if you ask me. And then he obviously did what he set out to do a couple of years ago, which is go to Cleveland and wind up coming back and bringing them a championship. And he did that within 2 years. So I got no problems with how LeBron James has won his titles, much to the chagrin of some people that don't like the way he did it. I'm not knocking on LeBron when I say that. I just think Kevin Durant is such a guy. He's such a home, down-to-earth guy that I just don't see him getting caught up in the big lights. But again, if I had a choice, maybe I would go to Golden State, you know? I don't see why you wouldn't want to go there. They're obviously going to be right back in the running, and you don't necessarily know about Oklahoma City in that same context. So when you throw it that way, Golden State seems like a great idea because maybe you could be the best team in NBA history. I don't know. But there's just something about the guy that tells me he's going back to OKC.
Because it makes sense, because it's not a toxic situation. You know, if you remember back to the end of LeBron in 2010 in Cleveland, he had the rumors with Delonte West and his mother Gloria, which, you know, probably in the long run turned out to not be true, but it was enough to tease him about that he felt uncomfortable in Cleveland. I think that, you know, his second round exit in 3 years to the Boston Celtics said this team isn't good enough to beat the likes of Allen, Pierce, and Durant, and he always found a situation where it worked, and it didn't have long-term sustainability. You know, that's part of why Those guys signed 6 years contracts, get Toronto and Cleveland to help out with signing trades, and then they all opt out after four anyway because the window was so tight. And that's one of those things you got to look at. You almost have to look at things as not 3 years down the road, but how is this going to affect the upcoming season?
Good call. I mean, taking a look at some of the deals, though, Al Horford, $113 million, 4 years to Boston. Mike Conley, $153 million for 5 years. Dwight Howard, the $70.5 million for 3 years. Eric Gordon, $53 million for 4 years, going to Houston. We'll get into more of those when we come back. I'll kind of go through the list of those. But crazy, crazy numbers when you really think about how much these guys are making. And in all honesty, a lot of them, in my humble opinion, not worth the money that they're getting. But it is what it is, and that's what the market will bear. So keep it close. On the other side, John Poulter, a professor of sports. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Anything on your mind, it's always on our mind, and maybe whatever is on your mind isn't on our mind, and bring it to our attention, because we definitely like the conversation between ourselves and obviously you as well. But a lot happening in the world of sports. We just have a moment before we hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. And let me keep going through some of these crazy signings. Chandler Parsons, he goes to the Portland Trail Blazers, $94.8 million for 4 years. Bismack Biyombo, Orlando Magic, $70 million for 4 years. This is just a crazy. It's just insane. Courtney Lee, New York Knicks, $48 million for 4 years. Joakim Noah, I like this one. I think this is an interesting one. New York Knicks, $72 million for 4 years. Luol Deng, this is an interesting one here. He goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, $72 million for him. Over 4 years. Miami goes to the Washington Wizards, 64 for 4 years for 64 mil. Bradley Beal. I mean, the list is going on. I mean, you can kind of see where I'm going with this. Bradley Beal gets to $130 million for 5 years.
It seems like the Wizards have invested a lot of money into a team that was that finished 10th in the East, and they're bringing a lot of that core back. That doesn't make a ton of sense. I thought the Wizards underachieved in a big way a year ago. I thought that was going to be one of the teams, along with the Milwaukee Bucks, in that they were teams that I thought could give Cleveland a hard time, and then they didn't even get into the tournament.
Yeah, again, I think that what Milwaukee did was clear up stuff so that they could make a move this year, which is we've noticed they've already done that. Telly and Delly going to the Milwaukee Bucks in free agency. A couple more, and then we'll get to John Poulter here. Al Jefferson, the $30 million for 3 years, going to the Indiana Pacers. I actually kind of like that one. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think the Pacers are trying to go in a new direction post-Vogel, and Al Jefferson is not a bad start. I think he's just been buried on not noteworthy teams since he got drafted out of high school about 9 years ago.
Evan Turner, $75 million, 4 years. To the Portland Trailblazers. The list goes on. I could keep going, but truth be told, I think you understand what I'm saying. Some of these numbers are absolutely ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, a guy that usually brings it for us each and every week, obviously when we're talking baseball, when we're talking hockey, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. Hope you two are as well.
Well, here's the deal. We're kind of talking about all this crazy money that's being thrown around and whatnot, and we're talking, you know, mainly in the NBA, but truth be told, there's been a lot of money being thrown around in every sport. Hockey's not to be denied in this one either, John.
Oh, absolutely not. July 1st is signing day, free agent day, which is it's a little bit of a misnomer because the number of deals that are announced in the first hour, which is noon Eastern time on July the 1st, are always mind-boggling. They're big commitments in terms of dollars and term. And, of course, the teams have approximately a week to speak with unrestricted free agents prior to July the 1st. So in a lot of cases, there's no surprises. It's not a question of a guy's phone rings at 11:55 and the team says, do you want $10 million for 15 years or whatever the case may be? And the guy said, yeah, sure, I'll sign. Most of these deals, like the NBA deals, are cooked up long before they are made official. But some of the signings on Friday, I guess the best word I can just say is ridiculous, to use your term. A very good friend of mine commented on it when we chatted about it on Friday, and he said, a lot of GMs made a lot of mistakes today, and they will not come to the forefront until a couple of years down the road, and in most cases, the guys won't be there to clean up the mess. And it's unreal. There was it's almost a series of musical chairs. Every team lost two or three players, replaced them with two or three identical players, and shelled out a whole bunch of money to get there. So it's a sign that the game is doing well, and if we think hockey's in trouble financially, that certainly cannot be the case because there's money to be spent.
That's a great point. I think all these sports, when they whine about losing money and this and that, and then they go and throw these ridiculous contracts out there, they absolutely have nothing to hold themselves up to, and it's a joke at this point. So I don't want to hear any whining by owners complaining that they're not making any money, because they're throwing out ridiculous amounts of money to have these guys play for them. So I agree with you 100%. I don't think any of these sports are in trouble at this point.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, a classic case is Eric Staal, who was a career Carolina Hurricane until the 2016 trade deadline, was traded to the New York Rangers as a rental player. Skills clearly declining, but first day of free agency lands himself a three-year contract for $10.5 million with the Minnesota Wild. And quite frankly, I think that's an awful lot of money to pay for a guy whose skills are going downhill. And the biggest signing of the day, Milan Lucic with the Edmonton Oilers, 7 years, $42 million. That's a lot of money for a guy going to a team that thinks they have a good future but certainly isn't ready to win now. And a player that's got as many miles on him as Lucic has because of the way that he plays. I hope that works out for them, but I would be very surprised if they get their value there, and that's just one of many examples.
John, you know, I appreciate loyalty, but, you know, sometimes it's just time to move on. And when a guy does something as audacious as to donate $10 million to a local children's hospital, you got to ship him off to Nashville, as the Montreal Canadiens did with P.K. Subban getting Shea Weber back. Is this a lopsided trade? And what was Montreal thinking getting rid of the beloved local hero in P.K. Subban?
Well, certainly on paper, Jeff, it would look to be a one-sided trade in favor of Nashville. They're getting the younger player, they're getting the more flashy player, but they are also getting a shorter-term contract. Weber is locked in for, I believe, another 6 years on his contract, but he's a much different type of player than Subban is. Subban is very flashy, very offensive-minded. Weber is just the opposite. He's a steady, sort of stay-at-home defenseman, although he did lead the NHL in power play goals for defensemen last year. I think probably as a personality, he will fit in better with the team in Montreal. He certainly will not fit in better with the fans in Montreal as a personality. I don't know for sure, of course, but I'm hearing stories that there were some off-ice issues with Subban, and I don't mean in terms of drinking or drugs or anything nasty along those lines. I gather it was a bit of an attitude issue. He perhaps felt that he was bigger than the team, and certainly that's the image that the Canadians have sort of hinted at when they've defended this trade. But the thing that really struck me as odd would be that if, in fact, he did have some off-ice issues and they felt that it was appropriate to trade him as a result of that, then immediately they go out and sign Radulov on a one-year deal at some ridiculous amount, I think $5.75 million. And Radulov has a very checkered past in terms of his off-ice behavior. So I'm not really sure where they're coming from with that, but certainly in terms of Montreal, it had better work out for the Canadians, or the fan base is going to get extremely annoyed with Marc Bergeron, the general manager there. He's put his neck on the line, I think, in making this deal, Jeff.
Hey, question for you, John, on this. In your opinion, who's won and who's lost as far as free agency goes in the NHL?
One in terms of talent, or one in terms of the players that they have signed, the money that they have spent?
Maybe both.
Well, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. I'd almost have to say that Tampa Bay probably won, simply because they signed their own free agents in Stamkos and Hedman to lengthy, expensive extensions. They didn't go out and spend the money on other teams' players. They stayed in-house and they paid the going rate for these guys. I guess with Stamkos, they got probably a huge discount, because if he had gone elsewhere on the open market, he would have made a lot more money. He wouldn't have gotten any more term, because he signed for the max 8-year term. But he probably could have gotten more money if he'd gone elsewhere. So I think in terms of of talent and money spent, and probably from a chemistry standpoint, you know, the devil you know is usually better than the devil that you don't know. I think Eisenman in Tampa Bay probably did the best job, Andy, in terms of keeping what he had and knowing what his payroll is going to be. I think he's going to have some problems a couple of years down the road when some of his other stars have to be paid. But in the meantime, they could win one or two Stanley Cups. And at that point, it becomes a meaningless question as to whether he's done the right thing. But if you're asking me today, I would say Steve Yzerman did the best job.
Interesting stuff going on in the world of sports with all this money being thrown around. Hey, do you have a few more minutes so we can talk some baseball on the other side, John?
Yeah, of course.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down this ridiculous free agency frenzy that's happening in all the sports, to be honest with you. And hockey is not left out of the party at this at all. So keep it close. John Poulter with us, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Storf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then John Poulter, what's your handle on Twitter, John?
At 12 John Poulter.
There you go. At 1-2, John Poulter as well. You can hit him up, follow him out on Twitter. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk some baseball. And I'm going to steal some thunder because it would just be too much if Jeff were to start this out. But what in the heck has gotten into the Cleveland Indians? Because all of a sudden, all they do is win. I know they lost one, but before that, 14 straight. Pretty unbelievable how they have catapulted themselves to the first spot in that division in the Central. 6-game lead right now over Kansas City, Detroit, 6.5 behind them, and the White Sox, 8.5. But the Cleveland Indians, what can you say about them?
Well, it's a nice story, and you know, let's not put Jeff in a spot by asking him to talk with his heart rather than his mind. But what a great streak! It's a good story for a lot of reasons, and perhaps what they needed was the Cavaliers to wake the sports people of Cleveland up and get them on this run. But looking back prior to the 14-game winning streak, the Indians were tied for first place. They ended up the winning streak with a 6-game lead, I believe, maybe 6.5. I guess the real answer to how they've done it is pitching, and more pitching. And the last bunch of stats I looked at, which was, I think, yesterday, the Cleveland starters had an ERA of 1.86 and a WHIP of 0.81 during the streak. So while limiting opponents to a batting average of about 165. So I think that probably tells the entire story. We all know that pitching is at least 70% of the game. Starting pitching, anyway, is at least 70% of the game. I'd have to think that that's the biggest reason. Jeff watches the Indians probably most days. He'd be in a much better position to comment on that than I would, naturally, but as an outsider and a neutral observer, I'd say it all comes down to pitching, and more specifically, starting pitching. And a comment that Jeff made to me during the week when we chatted off air was that a lot of young, good, fast defensive players in the minor leagues have now come to the forefront in Cleveland, and you get good pitching and good defense, and usually that's a pretty good combination and formula for winning. So I'd have to say it's a combination of those two things.
Jeff, to put a streak together like that, you need a little bit of luck. You know, they had to steal some. You know, the White Sox actually pitched pretty well a couple weeks ago that weekend, June 17th to June 19th. You know, so you've got to be able to win 2-1 games, which takes a little bit of luck when you know you're facing a dominant starter. And nothing is luckier than getting to face a second baseman in the top of the 19th inning, which is how they got to win number 14. Carlos Santana going deep off Darwin Barney, who actually pitched well, throwing 85-mile-an-hour fastballs on every pitch, except for that at bat in the, you know, quote unquote third game of the day, you know, the beginning of the third game of the day.
Yeah, I only saw the last 11 innings of that game. We were away for the weekend, so I caught the last 11 innings. But in a lot of ways, I mean, it was a good game, and you know, looking at it objectively, notwithstanding that I'm a Blue Jays fan and Jeff is a Cleveland fan, I got to look at it objectively and say that, you know, it was a tough game for either team to lose. I'm just a little bit sorry that it got to the point where the Cleveland pitching staff was deep enough and strong enough and rested enough that they could put Bauer in there for 2 or 3 innings and get something out of him, whereas the Blue Jays had to go to 2 middle infielders.
They may have actually conceded Saturday's game in trying to win Friday's game, because Bauer was supposed to be the Saturday starter. Yep. They throw McAllister out there. The Blue Jays get to him right away. They call a kid up from Double A that they weren't even going to let Bauer pitch on Friday until they were sure that they can get this kid into the country of Canada, from Mari Mondo from Double A Akron. The Indians were willing to break into his apartment to get his passport so that he could go. Ends up not coming to that, but a lot of moving and shaking. And you know, I wanted to ask you, because I watched the Cubs the other day in a game against the Reds where they ended up winning by 5 because of a 15th inning grand slam by Javier Baez. But you see Joe Maddon kind of playing some games, putting his pitcher out in the outfield, having pitchers pitch to non-consecutive batters. Do you appreciate that because of the National League game, or do you think it gets a little bit silly when you exhaust your roster in the first 9 innings of what could be a marathon game?
I thought it was a masterful move on Madden's part. He'd clearly run out of pitchers in the bullpen, and he wanted to continue with the lefty-lefty, righty-righty matchup. So I forget who the right-hander was that was on the mound, but I know Wood was the lefty that came in and played left field, and then he just kept flipping them. They went through the inning 1-2-3. I think Wood even got an at-bat in the game as an outfielder. So I gotta say that when you're limited in terms of the number of roster spots you have and there's no free substitution in baseball, to be able to do something like that to me is good, and the fact that he has the players with the versatility to do that without actually hurting the team, I think is even better in terms of roster construction. So you get three or four guys that can do that, and that's like having a 30-man roster rather than a 25, and we all know that if you've got a good quality roster that's a deep roster, you got a better chance of winning. So I take my hat off to Madden on that. I saw that on the highlights, and I thought he managed that extremely well, given that he was deep into his bullpen, he was deep into the game in terms of 15 innings, he needed the win. I thought he did a great job. Must have been very entertaining if you'd watched the whole game. I just watched the highlights.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball at this point for us. Hey, I want to go back into the American League, touch on a couple of things here. You were on this a while ago, John, so I got to give you some credit. All of a sudden, the Houston Astros are above 500, first and foremost, but only 8.5 games back of the Texas Rangers at this point. Seattle, 9.5. But Houston, I think they're showing us a little bit of that grit from last year and that they're not an aberration. Do you see them making a serious push? And you know, at the very worst, a wild card race for sure. But could they make a push for this division too?
I think they can. I mean, Texas has been playing really, really well, and Texas has that 8.5 game lead, as you mentioned. And you know, in looking at it from that standpoint, you got to say that you know, with the number of pitchers that the starting pitchers that the Rangers have had injured and/or on the disabled list, to get to the point where they have a lead of 8.5 games, they've got to have been doing something right. But the Astros, they didn't come out of the gate very quickly. They were terrible at the end of April. They had a good May. They had a very good June. I think they're 8-2 in their last 10. And you look at the way that they have done this, and you know, a lot of this has started with George Springer going to the leadoff spot. And again, this goes back to yesterday, but I believe they were 25-9. Which was the second best record in the majors over that span since A.J. Hinch put Springer in the leadoff spot. So, you know, every time that somebody makes a move like that, there's usually a reason. And in this case, is it just a question of finding the right guy in the leadoff spot who gets hot at the right time, he gets on base? Guys like Altuve hitting behind him all of a sudden are driving in those players. Again, does A.J. Hinch deserve some credit here for making that move? And if Dallas Keuchel ever gets his act together and gets back to the levels that we saw of him in 2015 when he won the Cy Young Award, which is an ability that he has not matched this year, if Keuchel ever gets his rear in gear and gets back to 2015, yeah, I think that they could make a very, very serious run at the Rangers and very certainly a run at the American League, one of the American League wildcard spots.
You know, talking about Cy Young candidates like Dallas Keuchel, it leaves me thinking of a guy like Chris Sale. He's got two losses. I think he's something like 14-2. Is your opinion on the Cy Young almost the opposite of the MVP, in where a Cy Young winner is has more of an advantage in the voting if he plays on a team that's terrible around him versus an MVP who almost needs to be on a playoff team?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go back probably a long time. I know, Jeff, you wouldn't remember this because you're not old enough, but go back to the year 1972 when Steve Carlton went to the Phillies. Phillies won 59 games that year, and Carlton went 27-10, was hands down Cy Young, and we all know that if you win 59 games over the course of the season, you're not a playoff team. So, yes, I think that's a very good statement in terms of pitching. The Cy Young really is not the most valuable pitcher. It's the most outstanding pitcher. the Most Valuable Player Award is in fact that, the Most Valuable Player Award. It just often tends to be the most outstanding player. But for the most part, you know, maybe with the exception of Andre Dawson, the year that he won the MVP when the Cubs finished last in their division, and a lot of people will say, well, they could have finished last without him, so why was he valuable? That was perhaps the one aberration to that statement, that he was, in fact, the most outstanding player that year rather than the most valuable. Often they go hand in hand, but to your point, yes, I think a good pitcher on a bad team, when he has a big piece of his team's wins, as Carlton did in 72 and as Chris Sale might have this year, I think that's a very good comparison, Jeff.
Hey, speaking of outstanding, the Cubs have been that, at least in the beginning of the season. Now they're starting to come back to earth a little bit. Any cause for concern for them when you really think about how the Mets are able to manhandle them? We know the Giants are right on their heels as far as that record. The Nationals are on their heels as far as that record as well. So I guess the question is are they smoking mirrors, or are they better than we think, or is this just – the Cubs being the Cubs? And you and I kind of spoke about this a little bit, and you know my feeling. They're the Cubs, and they'll always be the Cubs. But what do you think?
Yeah, I think to some extent, but I mean, the law of averages says at some point in time they're going to have to break that reputation of the Cubs being the Cubs. But they got off to a great start. The two major contenders in that division with them, the Cardinals and the Pirates, did not get off to great starts. Both are struggling a little bit. The Cubs have been able to open up a 9-game lead. The interesting thing with the Cubs is, you know, they're scoring a lot of runs. They're not giving up a lot of runs. If you look at the plus-minus differential in terms of the entire Major League Baseball situation, the Cubs are plus 160. In other words, they've scored 160 runs more than they have given up. The second best is Cleveland at plus 92. And we've just talked about how well Cleveland has been playing, and their pitching has been superb, and they've not been giving up very many runs. But when you have a plus-minus difference of that much, it has to mean that you're doing something right. And I think the Cubs have probably opened up a big enough lead that unless they absolutely go into the toilet, they're going to win that division. Are they going to be the best team in the National League? Perhaps not. I still think the Giants might be the best team in the National League. And, you know, as we've talked before, this is an even year, so there's a very good chance that that might happen. I think the Nationals seem to be a little bit inconsistent, but when the Nationals decide to play baseball, they play baseball. They just have to become a little bit more consistent. But Cardinals are always the Cardinals. I guess it's almost an annual thing now that we always think of the Cardinals making a late run and getting back into this race. And I don't think they can catch the Cubs, but I think they're like the Astros. They're an extremely good candidate to be a wild card team in the National League.
Great stuff as always, John. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
My pleasure as always. Have a good week, guys, and look forward to chatting next weekend.
Great stuff. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Igor Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, talking some baseball, talking some NHL hockey, as the money that is being spent on free agents in the NBA and pretty much in every sport, to be honest with you, has been absolutely crazy, ridiculous. But why not join the party? I'll be honest with you. I'd like to be a free agent. How about you, Jeff?
Oh, I'd certainly like to be a free agent. Any other show wants to come call on them, the old Dorf will probably match your offer, though.
I don't know about that, but not a bad time to be a free agent, to be honest with you. You're making really crazy money, and I think it's interesting when you really think about all the things that are involved, and I don't want to hear any complaining. That's all I can say is I don't want to hear anybody talking about how they're not making any money and they need people to bail them out and this and that and the other. Because truth be told, when you're throwing this kind of money out there, you've got money to burn. And you can't fool me anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not what they're worth. It's what they're, you know, it's what their employers are willing to pay them. So, you know, some teams, you know, I hear a lot of complaints on, or I see a lot of complaints on Twitter about people griping about these guys being overpaid and, you know, what, you know, it's none of your business. But if it's going to hamstring your team because of cap reasons, it's a problem. So fans should be concerned about it.
Well, and that's the point right there, the cap room and whatnot. That's the excellent point. So some guys take one for the team and most guys don't take one for the team. And then you kind of see what happens as far as winning championships and whatnot. But anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, we'll be back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Joe Gomez.
Facebook tells Israel that it's doing its share to remove abusive content. The social media site is rejecting Israeli allegations that it was uncooperative in preventing messages that might spur Palestinian violence. The Israeli government says Facebook has been used to perpetuate the recent surge in Palestinian street attacks. Democrat Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, who is reportedly being looked at by Hillary Clinton as a VP pick, talks about former President Bill Clinton's private meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
This is about a conversation that the two of them had that had nothing to do with this case, that had to do with golf.
That's Booker on CNN. Hillary Clinton is speaking out after her meeting with the FBI. Clinton spoke with MSNBC's Meet the Press about her email controversy. She says she won't comment on the review, but she's been answering questions about the case for more than a year and has released about 55 pages of emails. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
A congressman is speaking out about Democrats distorting truth about terrorism. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Congressman Lee Zeldin told USA Radio News Democrats are weakening America's national security by refusing to admit we've been attacked by Islamic terrorists.
The more that we are in denial, the more of a threat exists here at home. And when the president says we're firing on all cylinders, and John Kerry says that ISIS is on the run, they're doing a disservice to themselves and their duties to provide for American security, and also their duty to be honest with the American public.
Zeldin said until we have a president who doesn't deny who our true enemy is, the nation will continue to suffer. I'm Jason Wirt.
If you're planning a picnic or barbecue this July 4th weekend, Chris Bernstein is the department's director of food safety education. He says it's important to keep your hands and food preparation areas clean.
Foodborne illness actually increases during summer months. There are natural causes. It's hot and humid out there, so bacteria can grow more quickly.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal.
Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A record number of people are expected to hit the road this 4th of July weekend.
2016 is really shaping up to be a record-breaking year for summer travel. We are projecting that 43 million Americans are planning to travel for the 4th of July weekend. That is the highest travel volume for Independence Day on record.
Tamara Johnson with AAA says that's 5 million more people than the recent Memorial Day weekend. Johnson estimates that just under 85% of people planning to travel this weekend will do so on the road.
So we're actually expecting that 84% of those travelers will be driving to the destination.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch coming under fire after a private meeting with former President Bill Clinton. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
This case will be resolved by the team that's been working on it from the beginning.
But Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying she will simply accept the recommendations from prosecutors and the FBI on whether to bring charges against Hillary Clinton in the private email investigation.
Supervisors always review matters. Mm-hmm. In this case, that review will be career people in the Department of Justice.
Lynch facing heavy bipartisan criticism for meeting privately with former President Bill Clinton on her plane in Phoenix recently. She insists it was a friendly chat about golf and grandkids, and the case was never discussed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Joe Gomez, USA Radio News.
Hey
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. Thought it was going to be slow. Yes, again, because free agency hit. NBA basketball players are getting paid ridiculous amounts of money. NHL hockey players, we're learning, getting paid ridiculous amounts of money. Everybody getting paid ridiculous amounts of money. Not me, though. I'd love to be a free agent, to be honest with you. But seriously, a lot going on in the sports world. Wimbledon happening right before our eyes. Breakfast at Wimbledon for me today. Baseball, those Cleveland Indians were really hot for Jeff Rich. Cooled off a little bit, but you have to expect to lose one after winning 14 straight. So tons of things going on in the sports world, Jeff. A lot for us to talk about, man.
How early do you have to wake up in Pacific time to do tennis for breakfast?
Well, here's the deal, man. I think it starts, like, at least most days. What I've been watching has been starting at, like, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, our time. So I guess you got to get up a little earlier than you do on the rest of the country, but I don't mind it, man. I was working out at 6:15, to be honest with you. I was out on the track running this morning, so Dorfman's been up a long time. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Comments, questions, we love them. We encourage them. We welcome them. You know, you asked me who I thought was my biggest surprise, if you will, and I don't know if I necessarily gave you one, to be honest with you, in the free agency deal, but let me hear yours.
Well, you know, I thought Dellavedova got a lot. I thought Mamini going to Washington. Bradley Beal re-signing for that much money. I mean, I don't know if that's an overpay. I like that backcourt on paper of John Wall and Bradley Beal, but there's obviously a weaker link there, and it's the guy that just got paid.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I don't know how you justify a lot of the money that you're throwing at these guys, because at the end of the day, there's going to be one winner, and there's going to be 30-some-odd losers. But like we're talking about, markets will bear certain things, and it makes people's value greater or better for them, whatever you want to call it. And obviously the big dog, and we're waiting for where Kevin Durant decides to take his talents to, whether he stays at in Oklahoma City with those talents or if he goes to Golden State or somewhere else. At this point, I would be shocked if it's anywhere besides Oklahoma City or Golden State. What do you think?
I think Boston made a strong push. I mean, they really brought in all their resources. You can laugh.
Wait, hold on a sec. Just on that point, what do you think of them bringing in Tom Brady to talk to Kevin Durant?
Well, you know, back in 2013, I kind of watched the Indians overcourt a guy like Nick Swisher, and we know that he ended up being a bust in Cleveland, but that was one of those guys that Tito wanted to bring in and wanted to sell, so they brought in, you know, Swisher went to Ohio State, so they brought in Urban Meyer, they had Jim Tressel on the video board, and they really sold their sports community as a whole, and I think that, you know, Boston, you could just show everybody the rings and say, playing in this town, this is what it gets you. I mean, the Bruins, the Celtics, the Patriots, and the Red Sox have all won in the last, you know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Again, I just think it's insane when you see some of these players that are getting paid. And I guess the reason I'm saying that is because they're very unproven. Okay. I mean, I've shied away from my reasoning, but they're unproven and they're young. I don't know, man. When I'm throwing around, I'm not, first and foremost, but if I were throwing around this type of money, I want winners. I want guys that have done it before. And you look at all these names, there's so many out there that I'm sorry, man. I would not spend the money if I had the money to waste on a lot of these guys that are being thrown $100 million over 4 years.
Well, how many teams do you think, as they're currently set up, can win an NBA championship in the last 3 years? How many teams in the league? Maybe five? So everybody else just has to put an entertaining product on the floor. I don't think.
You're right. But is this entertaining? That's the real question. Is this really entertaining? Because I find myself watching less of the NBA regular season because it's so watered down. I mean, I used to love watching the Suns. Even though the Suns aren't that good, I used to love watching the Suns because I'd like to watch the talent that came in. And now it's so watered down that I'm wondering, is this really entertaining or not?
It depends on what your definition of entertaining is. If you want to see a team that wins 47 games a year as a, you know, 5, 6, 7 seed, and, you know, that they win a playoff series and that's reaching the pinnacle or hitting that ceiling for that team, you can have not 30, but you could probably have 18 to 20 entertaining teams to put on the floor. I think the Hawks get a lot worse losing Horford, and if they don't bring Millsap back, Dwight Howard is going to sell tickets, but he's not going to win you basketball games. We've seen that at just about every stop, with the exception of what Stan Van was able to do when he went to Orlando right before Howard left for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Speaking of the Lakers, do you like their moves?
I like Luol Deng. I think that's an interesting move. They needed a big, but when you sign Mozgov to that kind of money, after you took a guy like D'Angelo Russell over Jahlil Okafor, I think that you are admitting your mistake that you didn't get a big when you had the opportunity to. And let's see how much that burns them in the long run. They have a lot of lottery picks on that team. But, you know, without Kobe Bryant, maybe moving on from Kobe Bryant will be a blessing. But, I like that they're trying to bring leadership in there. Obviously, bringing a guy like Luke Walton down from Golden State, it's not a mistake on paper. We'll see how he handles a much less talented roster with the Lakers. But, I don't hate it, but I don't think that they're ready for prime time. What do you think of what the Knicks have done? I don't know if we went to air last week knowing about the Derrick Rose trade.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm reading reports that Durant to the Knicks is a pipe dream at this point. So, you know, they're going forward with Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose with Carmelo Anthony. I don't know how that works out.
Look, my biggest concern about Derrick Rose is the same concern that everybody has. Can he stay on the floor? I mean, look, when the guy's playing, we know how great he is. He's a stud. He's a superstar in this league. But I'm not so sure that the guy can stay healthy at this point anymore. So when you're talking about D Rose, I like D Rose, the basketball player. But as far as his body and his health, I'm not sold on that. So yeah, they got themselves a point guard if he can stay healthy. Joakim Noah can fit on any team, if you ask me, because you don't have to design any plays for the guy. He's the ultimate scrapper. You know, he'll get you rebounds and loose balls and create more opportunities for you on offense and get an occasionally very important defensive rebound and start the fast break or whatever. But I like him on any team, to be honest with you, for the most part, because you don't have to design any plays for him, and he's just going to go out there and do his job. He's a blue-collar guy. Carmelo, he is what he is. He's a scorer, and he doesn't like to play defense, and you know, you get out of him what you get out of him, which is a lot on the offensive side of the floor. You got to have two-way players. I think if I'm learning something from what I've seen, the more two-way players you can have, the better off you are. You can't have these specialists anymore. You got to have a guy that can play defense. You got to have a guy that can play offense. You know, it's become a real luxury in the NBA to be like a guy with a specific talent. You don't really see that anymore. You see these two-way players really becoming elite in the league, or at least that's what I'm seeing and what I've noticed, is the guys that can play defense, the guys that can play offense, those are good basketball players. The rest of the guys, they have their moments. But ultimately, I'm looking for more two-way players these days.
Do you think the game's evolving a little more towards the backcourt? When you look at what these teams paid just to bring – their guards back, Conley going back to Memphis, getting $30 million a year, DeRozan getting close to that to go back to Toronto, you know, Beal, you know, we talked about going to Washington. Some of these young backcourt guys, and I'm kind of curious what's going to happen with Memphis. I don't know if I like that Chandler Parsons addition or not, but Memphis always has a team that seems to be on the cause.
Yeah, I mean, look, they had it going for a couple of years, but I don't know, man. The West is so difficult. It's going to be about the Golden State Warriors. And if Kevin Durant stays in Oklahoma City, obviously they're a contender. They almost got through this year. But ultimately, man, it's a small window of opportunity for teams to go out and be able to get a title. And, you know, Cleveland has a little bit of an advantage in the East. But the West is... West is very good, man. There's a lot of good players all throughout. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Mile on USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich is with me as he is each and every week. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. If you want, we can beam you up just like Scotty, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's on your mind. Tons of things happening, to be honest with you, tons. Again, watching Wimbledon as we do the show here, 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody is safe and healthy and gets out and enjoys himself. Speaking of that, I want to throw out some thoughts and prayers that go out to families. Obviously, Pat Summitt passing away this week and Buddy Ryan passing away. I don't know if people realize how important Pat Summitt was in the realm of things. I think she may have been the best coach of all time, man or woman. I really do. And the way that she transcended the women's game and really put it on the map. But just an unbelievable accomplishment, male or female. All the titles, all the great people. I think for 38 years or something like that. I can't remember the stat, but it's insane. She graduated every single one of her kids. That's unheard of. That doesn't happen. At least not in this day. So hearts and prayers obviously go out to both the families, but ultimately I think she may have been the best coach, man or female, of all time, Jeff.
Definitely the most dominating. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Pat, even at EL, even more appreciation that you would catch normally. I had a roommate. She was Pat Head before she got married. And I had a roommate that was a cousin of hers from the Head side. And, you know, so I always followed, you know, when she got sick, you know, at first. I felt really bad. Obviously, she stepped away from the game, named her predecessor. And, you know, like when Muhammad Ali passed away, I feel like she got to escape the torture that is living with Alzheimer's. So, you know, thoughts and prayers out to Pat Summitt. Totally in agreement with you. Probably could have coached the men if she would have seen it as an escalator. But she saw the men's and women's game as equal. She saw what she was doing as the highest level. And she never needed anything more than that. I want to speak to Buddy Ryan really quickly.
Sure.
Too, because I had just recently watched the 85 Chicago Bears 30 for 30, and there were a lot of live shots of Mike Singletary with his defensive coordinator from that 1985 team. And those two men loved each other, at least from Singletary's side. Buddy was, you know, not quite lucid for the entire segment, but you watched Mike Singletary, and he said that Buddy Ryan made him everything that he was as a football player. And Mike Singletary is a Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl champion. And if you get a chance, it's on Netflix. Watch that Chicago Bears 30 for 30 and see the paternal relationship between Singletary and Buddy Ryan, and even the old footage, the way that these players just respected the living hell out of an assistant coach. Does that even happen these days?
No, it doesn't. And I think that, you know, there's just something powerful about the relationship that you have with a head coach, an assistant coach, whatever it is, throughout your careers and your lifetimes. And, you know, I have coaches from college and whatnot that you know, up until a few recent years, I had still spoken to them on a somewhat frequent basis, just as a mentor. You know, these are people that really care about you. You've been through their program. You've been through their system. You're almost like a family member, to be honest with you. And they have a special spot in their heart for every single one of the guys that they've ever worked with. And it's up to you to have that relationship be something that's blossoming and blooming and continuous throughout your lifetime. So, you know, those coaches who were there for you in the past, they'll always be there for you. I think that that's something that, that people kind of don't really think about. I mean, I can even use it in my own situations. You know, I've mentored and worked with kids for, I don't know, it's got to be going on 14, 15 years now. And the relationships that I had when I was working with them, to a certain degree with a lot of the kids who are now young adults, it's blossomed into a different type of relationship where, you know, they ask me for more guidance. Hey, is this a smart move? Is this a good idea? So I think that it's really important to understand that as a coach, I think you have a lot more responsibility than meets the eye to a lot of people. And you have to be able to relate to that person not only in their arena, in their playing field, but outside of that arena, and really get to know them as a person. That's the way you really care about people and understand people, is by getting to know everything about them. Not just right. Their talent on the field or whatever. It's everything. So I'm just saying that I've had some great relationship with coaches that I've had in the past, and it's probably helped me to learn how to be a pretty good mentor to a lot of the kids that are no longer working with me but still call me here and there for some advice and guidance. And I think it's pretty cool. And those are relationships that, you know what, nobody can take away from you.
Yeah, you know what, I grew up in the household of a coach. You know, my father coached me and my teams all the way until I got to junior high and the Scholastic coaches took over. But he was a football coach before he was a father. You know, I was 2 years old in our community. He coached 11 and 12 year olds playing football. And, you know, you think about it, these kids would have been born in 1968. So, you know, they're in their 40s, you know, almost pushing 50 at this point. So he's gotten to see these children that he loved on the football field. He loved giving them the opportunity to play the game that they played. You know, one of them actually ended up growing up to be the mayor of the community that he coached in. You know, so there's definitely a relationship. Obviously, mine's a little bit different going back to childhood with, you know, the father-son relationship coinciding. But, you know, even some of my high school coaches, I let them know how I'm doing. I let them know, you know, the leadership and, you know, talk about core values in life. And I think that's what we get out of sports, whether we go professional or not.
Yeah, just great relationships that you can build on after your days of being an athlete and that coach coaching you. But, hey, speaking of all these contracts and whatnot, we haven't addressed the Andrew Luck situation. Andrew Luck got paid as well. And here's my problem with this, okay? Again, I'm going to reiterate. I think that you pay guys based on performance. I think you pay guys based on wins and losses in the postseason. What has Andrew Luck really proven to get this huge contract?
I think that he's proven that he's better than anything else the Colts are going to be able to get their hands on. I think that that's a certainty. He's taken the team to the playoffs. He's not the problem with the Colts. You know, that might come from the head coaching situation. It might not, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. I think that I don't think that you can make a mistake throwing money at a quarterback. I also happen to think that we should make quarterbacks uncapped and put the salary cap against the other 52 guys on the roster. I think you should be able to break the bank open for quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Huh, interesting. I mean, look, we all know that you have to have an Aaron Rodgers, a Tom Brady, maybe an Andrew Luck, a Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, look at our Super Bowl champions. If Von Miller comes back, can they win with Mark Sanchez leading the offense, and then, you know, Von Miller doing what he's done in the past with a little bit less of a supporting cast. I don't think they took any devastating blows, but they took some cap hits. But, you know, I said it earlier, Von Miller's going to want big money, but, you know, is there a player that doesn't play the quarterback position, regardless if he's on the offensive or defensive side of the ball, that is going to demand that money and be the cornerstone of your franchise? I personally do not think so.
Look, I hear what you're saying. I think, you know, every now and again, we see what happened with Denver, where they were able to win the championship and be the Super Bowl champions.
But you have to go back to 2003 to Brad Johnson, or 2000 to Trent Dilfer winning right with the Ravens, to really find that team, you know, so that's three teams in the last 17 or 16 years that have been able to pull that off. So, I don't know that you could try that as the model. It just seems like it's not sustainable.
Right. My point is it's fluky. It happens every now and again when you have certain situations that will accommodate.
Well, would you argue that Seattle might be one of those teams, and that Russ Wilson is the beneficiary of a defense that's put him into those situations?
Yes, I would. And maybe we'll get into this just for a touch on the other side. I think we're going to have Shane Koenig. I know he wants to talk a lot about what's going on in the NBA free agent signings with the insanity of all these guys getting paid. But maybe we'll talk to him briefly about this contract and some of those other guys. But, yeah, I think it's fluky, man. At the end of the day, they're not going to win championships very often when your defense is the one that's carrying you. We all know you got to be able to score points. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA / football insider. So let's bring him on. Shane, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, guys.
Question for you, man. A lot of craziness in the world of sports right now with lots of money being thrown around there. And it's not just in the NBA. It's in the NFL with Andrew Luck, and it's in the NHL with these hockey guys getting paid. I don't know, man. I just – the way I say it is it's insanity. And – I don't want to hear anybody complaining about how they're not making money and they can't afford this and that and the other, because when you're throwing contracts at guys like this, you have no business whining and complaining and saying you're not making any money. How do you feel about the money that's being thrown around?
Well, it's all the negotiation of billionaires to make basketball players and hockey players and football players, billionaires, you know, pre-negotiated through the CBA and the percentages that they get, and then also the percentages of revenue coming from basketball, especially because that's the big free agent period that just happened. But, you know, the NHL itself is coming back from a lockout and starting to come on strong and getting a lot of young players that are drawing attention, and you have major markets that are becoming viable with the Kings and, you know, Pittsburgh, and even the Islanders and the Rangers are good teams now, and the Blackhawks winning. So it's all pre-negotiated, so it shouldn't be too shocking. I mean, us layman people are shocked by the amount of money given, but the CBA's determined that already.
I guess what I'm shocked at is the people that are making money, to me, they're not worth the money that they're getting paid in most cases. There's some deals out there that are okay, but for the most part, it just seems like guys are getting paid when they're unproven. And I guess that's what I'm having trouble with, is paying guys that have not done anything.
Yeah, I think that you're seeing something that the owners tried to negotiate, especially in the NBA, tried to negotiate with Michelle Roberts, the new union chief for the players, was you're going to get an influx of cash. Do we want to take a step-by-step process so that in 3 years you're going to see all that cash, and then you're going to get all new money coming in next year? And they said, no, we want it all right away. So now you're giving teams a ton of cash. You're saying you have to spend to a floor, but other than Kevin Durant and Al Horford, there's no stars to spend it on. There's no Steph Curry. There's no whether we'll be a LeBron James, because LeBron will sign for the max now. And that just shows, like, people talk about LeBron and his smarts and his intelligence on the floor. It shows that his business partners and his people are smart enough to know that the NBA was about to renegotiate a contract, which would put more money in there, and just signing that one-year deal is going to make him a ton of money that your Steph Currys are going to miss out on, and that your Carmelo Anthony's are going to miss out on. Those type of players are missing out on those max deals.
Hey, Shane, when, you know, we've talked about it, that everybody's worth what the market will bear. But there's a definite disparity between the factions of professional sports, the big four anyway. And you see these NFL guys thinking, you know, we got our butts kicked 5 days a week at practice. You know, I know that there's new regulations on that, so it doesn't happen quite that way. But, you know, these NFL players got to look at it and say, I play such a, you know, a much more violent sport. Why are these NBA guys getting paid and I don't? And I see the argument presented 16 games versus 82 games and a few other factors. What's your take on the disparity of max contracts and salary caps between at least the NBA and the NFL?
I've always, the NBA has caught up, but the big one for me is when people talk about the NFL and I send my kids to play football. My dad didn't send me to play football, and I was recruited by my high school coach to go do that. And the reason was my dad said, you know, I don't need you to get injured. I don't want that risk. I always thought baseball was the best sport. You know, you could be a specialist in a left-handed reliever and make $10 million and it's guaranteed. And now the NBA has caught up with that, even though there's a salary cap. The disparity there is always, once again, it's that pre-negotiated collective bargaining. So I think that the NFL, when they talk about, you know, I can't believe that these guys that are sixth, seventh, eighth players off the bench may not even be playing regular minutes or making money, and here I am as the, you know, linebacker of a team or a safety, and I have less guaranteed money, and those are all negotiated. If you feel that as a player you want your money to be guaranteed, then you need a strike, and you have to stick to your guns, and that's where the difference is that the other leagues have guaranteed contracts that they pre-negotiated that, and the percentage of money they're getting from total revenue is where it's at, so they can spend that money on players.
Shane Koenig joining us right now, our NBA / football insider, joining us on the program right now, talking about the, I would call them ridiculous, overpaid. I don't exactly know how to term this, to be honest with you, because I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But, okay, so let me ask you this. We all know that the biggest dog out there is Kevin Durant. He can stay in Oklahoma City and make the most money. He can go to Golden State and obviously have a chance to win championships. Not saying he doesn't have a championship potential at Oklahoma City, but realistically, Golden State is definitely a better shot. If you're Kevin Durant, what do you do?
I think that he should pull the LeBron James. And, you know, the general managers are significantly different. David Griffin has been a mover and a shaker when it comes to trades. And you talk about Oklahoma City's front office, and they've built from within. All their best players are drafted. They have made moves to get a Victor Oladipo in there, which will give them a better overall player than they've had since, you know, Sokoloshe even left. So that's a big thing. And then adding Enes Kanter, who proved himself worthy of trading a Serge Ibaka when you have Adams and Kanter on the bench. So I think he should stay in Oklahoma City and pull a two-year deal with a player option for the second year. For some reason, and I guess I understand why, because they grow up together, but they really want Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant want to be free agents together. If that's important, then that would be something that would meet that need of the 2 year with a player option in the second year. And it, looking at it, the salary cap's going to jump 34% next year. So why not do that? You're a max player, obviously. You can get max money from Oklahoma City next year and then sign a long-term agreement, because it's not going to jump another 30% the next year. And then you can either lock in Oklahoma City or go somewhere else and sign a max deal. So I think that would be the best play for him at this point.
So is the priority to stay in Oklahoma City because you want to win in Oklahoma City, or because you can get paid the most money in Oklahoma City?
I obviously am not like an insider that talks to Kevin Durant, but listening to the people that are closest to him and listening to the reports, I think that Kevin Durant is one of those rare players that, even like a LeBron James now, you know, left and then came back and had a very strong connection to literally his hometown where he's born and raised, where Kevin Durant's a little bit different, but he's contributed to the community in big ways in Oklahoma when there are tornadoes. He's there for relief funds. He's always in that community and trying to build Oklahoma City up. I don't think that he values that big market as much as other people do, and I think that he has a really strong connection to everybody there, that coming out as a skinny kid out of Texas and growing into the players that they've had and him, them drafting the players that are making that franchise what they are, I think that he sees them as title contenders. I mean, they were only a half away or a quarter away from winning and beating Golden State, and they were up 3-1 on them. So you could say that they were, you know, one good quarter away for 3 straight games of winning that series and being in the NBA Finals. And the way that they were healthy and the way that the explosive athletes that they have, they would have given Cleveland a heck of a series too. So I don't think he thinks that he's out of title contention if he stays in Oklahoma City. But I think that, A, if he can get paid and do a one-year deal, he'd rather stay in Oklahoma City and show that loyalty. And, two, I think that he sees them as title contenders because they were so close and all they had to do was win one game. And with an Oladipo there instead of a Roberson, starting and just leaving him wide open, I think that they see that that's a viable team that can contend again.
I'm on the same page. I'll be honest. I'm on the same page with you, and I think, personally, he should stay in Oklahoma City. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm a little surprised just because, you know, I live in this stratosphere where LeBron James rules my headlines because of the niches that I follow. But, you know, I'm a little surprised that the hometown Wizards, they've got a decent core there, weren't able to set up a meeting. I mean, in Washington, you know, they've already moved on to the capital city. You know, they're talking about statehood now instead of Kevin Durant. But if he does leave Oklahoma City, did Boston make themselves a worthy suitor by bringing in Horford and doing the things that they've done with scrappy pieces over the last 2 years? You know, it hasn't led them to a win in a playoff series, but, you know, everybody says that Brad Stevens has done more with less.
I think that Boston, with Danny Ainge there and the moves that they made from the time that they got the big three with Pierce and Allen and Garnett to this point now, they have proven themselves smart enough and capable enough to all the players in the league to show that they know how to run a team, that they have a coach that will coach you up, that will make the most of your abilities. And if you have any basketball IQ, that is the team for you. In my opinion, they are the San Antonio Spurs of the East. They are, hey, you guys can have all of these high-level players. We're going to get one, Al Horford. But we run a style, we run a play, we have a coach that's smart enough to know what we have and how to use it. And I think that they have made themselves, especially if Horford has a really good year and they once again get into the Eastern Conference playoffs and they make a little bit of a run and maybe even win a series, I think people are going to look to them as that finally their championship pedigree and their pedigree of the past is starting to come forward, and they have a really good team and a great coach and a very good team atmosphere. And if you put in another star player in there, the players that are stars there that take a step back and go into that role player, they would have one of the deepest and best teams in the East.
Hey, quick final question for you, Shane. Winners and losers, who do you think is the biggest winner? Who's the biggest loser?
Free agency, I think the Celtics were, with the one move of Al Horford, was big. I think them losing Evan Turner wasn't the worst thing ever. I do think they do need to get a shooter, because when you have Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, and Evan Turner, they did not shoot well. Their best three-point shooter was their point guard and Kelly Olynyk. So I think they need to get some shooting in there, which is easy to say. I think that the Pacers did well to get Al Jefferson and on a really, really short deal. And I think, in all honesty, one of the winners too is Oklahoma City, but they did all their stuff before they even signed anybody. I think they got better. And I think that one of the losers to me, and I know, Jeff, I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like bringing all the players back from winning the championship can lead to complacency. And I feel like the Cavs need to make some moves on the backside of their bench. I know they have to make that with Mozgov and with Dellavedova. But I think
it's incomplete at this point.
Maybe.
At this point,
maybe
because it's not over, but I feel like they have to make some moves to really drive that hunger.
we'll see how it all shakes out. Hey, Shane, really appreciate you taking time out. We're up against it, so have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Shane Koenig, our NBA/football insider. One final segment, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us, as he does each and every week, breaking down some of those crazy trades, actually not trades, crazy just signings in the free agency market for the NBA, and just kind of an interesting take on how he thought money was being spent in general. But as we always do, Jeff, time for our parting shots. Buddy, you're up.
Hey, the Chicago Cubs in 2016. What's not to like except for the way that they've played recently? They no longer have the highest win total in Major League Baseball. Teams like Texas and San Francisco are catching up to them. And the New York Mets, who swept them out of the NLCS a year ago after they went 7-0 in the regular season, have gotten out to three straight wins against the Cubs. The Cubs have to mentally best the Mets, by winning at least one game in the regular season if they don't want to face the same fate in the postseason.
Got to salvage one. Yeah, I don't disagree with that, to be honest with you. But they also showed that maybe they've come back to the pack a little bit, too. My parting shot? KD, man. Do the right thing, brother. Stay in Oklahoma City. Get paid there. Make that money and maybe try to win a title in Oklahoma City. But if you can't, maybe next year, get out of Dodge. Anyways, for Jeff, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.